Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Trotsky Ranch. Complete player development. Body, tools, makeup. Six Tool Nation.
Hi, this is Nate Trotsky. Trotsky Ranch, Complete Player Development. Very excited about our show tonight. This is our first show, inaugural show with Trent Mongero, Complete Player Development, Body, Tools, and Makeup. Trent, how you doing tonight?
Doing awesome, Nate. Just really looking forward to this opportunity to grow our game and just educate ourselves and educate others on all the wonderful parts of growing baseball and growing player development.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're excited about the show. It's been in the, you know, both of us, between us, we've been coaching for probably over 60 years. And the information that we've gathered, we're both, you know, lifelong learners. And so the show is about basically complete player development, leaving no stones unturned. And when we think of complete player development, we think of body, tools, makeup, BTM. And we're big on acronyms, CPD, complete player development, BTM, body, tools, makeup. When we think of player development, so often we leave some of the components left out. And so when we think of the body, well, the athlete, you know, it begins with the body, and then it moves into the tools. But the makeup basically is the engine, is the fuel to the athlete, basically projecting projecting where they will go and determining their future. So covering all the components, but the mental makeup, the character, the sixth tool, such a key component. So with our guests tonight and all of our guests, we're going to be covering the body, the tools, the makeup. And, you know, a key component is the interviewing of the college coaches. Each show, we're going to have a college coach on talking about where they're at, you know, what they've learned in the process and what they're doing now for development. We're also going to have a current player and their journey on the recruiting process as well.
Yeah, awesome. But before we get started tonight, Nate, I really want to take a second to recognize Soldier Sports, soldiersports.us for sporting goods and apparel. Check them out. They're tonight's sponsor. Outstanding products. Wanted to introduce our guest coming up, Jeremy Schittinger. What an awesome first guest. Couldn't even get one better. He's the current head coach at Georgia Gwinnett College, a powerhouse in North Georgia. And he's going to offer some insight into how the game has changed over his coaching career.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party...
Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now, mention Rick Tittle, that's me, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today. Call 800-MYBETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have same-day delivery, same-day contact-free curbside pickup, and same-day in-store pickup to help you stay on the go. But we also have CarQuest brakes to help you stop. And this month, get up to a $50 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase CarQuest brake pads and rotors online, in-store, or via our app. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from Home Advisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to Home Advisor's approval and terms. Valid for new Home Advisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Welcome back to Trotsky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trotsky and Trent Mongiero.
I'm your co-host, Trent Mongiero, with Nate Trotsky. Welcome back to the show. We got Jeremy Scheninger on with us. Jeremy is not only a dear friend, but he is one of the best baseball guys that I've ever known. He truly is connected in ways like no other. Not only is he the head coach at Georgia Gwinnett for his second year, Georgia Gwinnett is a powerhouse NAIA program in North Georgia, but he has experience well beyond his years. He was the assistant executive director of the ABCA, in which we saw the ABCA really grow. It's always been an outstanding organization, but really, really grow under the leadership of Jeremy Scheninger. We call him Sheets, by the way. It's a lot easier to pronounce. He's also just involved, like I say, and connected in so many different ways. And what we really want to do here is we really want to get down to the heart of the matter with player development. And he's been a coach for 17 years. And I'm going to let him talk a little bit about that. But Sheets, what we really want to know is, how has the game changed? You know, there's been so much technological advancements over your career as a coach, my career, Nate's career. And we're just interested to get your take on your what you think, the good, the bad, the ugly, the great, from a technological standpoint. So I'm going to turn it over to you and enlighten us on what you think when in regards to the technological advancements.
Well, first and foremost, that intro needed a smoke machine. That was the only thing missing, but that was awesome. I'll tell you what, I'm fired up to be here with you, and I love this topic because it's one that has challenged me as a coach. I think you make me go back to the fall of 2004 when I started coaching college baseball, and I just, you know, a stopwatch, which still is technology, but a stopwatch, a radar gun. I mean, those were the limits as to what we had access to, and we were talking before we hit record, you know, flash forward 17 years, our staff here at GGC, we now have 9 total coaches, 2 of those individuals, 1 a director of player development initiatives, Brandon Vial, and Ford Ladd, who's our coordinator of research and development. That's how much has shifted for at least me as a coach, where I'm recognizing these kids want this information. We are coaching the most educated players when it comes to these things, and we had to show up as coaches. So you go out and hire young guys that get it. They're not scared of the Yakker Tech or the Rapsodo or all the driveline stuff that we have. They are embracing it because they know how to use the sensors and the technology to pull that information that we can use as coaches to make our guys better. So that shift in itself, man, I'm coaching differently. I'm thinking differently. We're taking in information differently. We're delivering it back to our guys differently. It's been a drastic shift, but a positive one for sure.
What do you notice, Cheats, with like the pros and cons? Because we know too much information is dangerous. And this game that we play is a game of feel, rhythm, and timing.
Yeah.
And when you think of, you know, 27% roughly of the major leagues comes from, you know, Latin America and other countries. They're foreign born. And I've traveled all over the world, and I was in the Dominican 3 weeks ago. And when you go back to their model, when you think of Vlad Jr. and some of these players in the big leagues, they learn from simplicity. And so there's this concept of, well, information is important and it has value, but when is it too much? When does it get in the way? And what have you noticed in your experience so far with the information age?
That's a great point. And one thing that we're very aware of in our program and hitting these two guys with this conversation is the hashtag we're using, GGC Close the Gap. And our job with player development, the way we're approaching it, is we're working to close the gap between real and feel. I think you got to acknowledge both sides of this. And again, not to compare one of our players to Vlad Jr., but think about the access that a player that we're recruiting, you know, a Division I transfer player that maybe he grew up in Atlanta, you know, from an affluent household with opportunities, playing on an advanced, let's say the Canes travel baseball program, and being around some high-end things, being able to go to different camps, that language doesn't scare them at all. That's what I've started to figure out. These guys aren't scared of, the verbiage that we're using inside of a rap soda machine. They know it. They probably know it better than our coaching staff, except for when they start to get that paralysis by analysis. I think that's what we're trying to guard against. So we can talk about all these different, again, verbiages and numbers and attack angles and connection. We can talk about all those scores and numbers and metrics, but it's us on the coaching end having to come back to, hey, there's still a point of feel. There's a point of, I know, again, inside a cage, you may be thinking this, but in actuality, this is happening, and letting those metrics start to tell that story. So I think it's a balancing act, and you've got to individualize. That's one thing that, thank God, over the course of my coaching career, I've started to understand and embrace the individuality that has to come when you're talking offensive approach and talk on your infield. You have guys that'll be limited, whether it be flexibility, athleticism, those aspects that you have to consider. It's the same way when it comes to technology. Not every guy gets the same conversation. So I think closing that gap between real and feel is incredibly important. And I think figuring out how individuals process information is even better.
Right. So understanding the individual, which is extremely important, but it's very difficult when you have like the Division I rosters is 35 man. The fall, it could be bigger. You know, what is your roster size like? And how do you actually go about reaching the individual? Because there's so many players, the time is so limited. They're student athletes. So, you know, where do you find the time? Something that we've been working on from the infield side is created a questionnaire. It's a 25 questionnaire, basically. So what we're doing is we're getting inside the mind and hearts of each player, and we'll ask them, when are you at your best? You know, what are the challenges you have mentally? You know, when do you feel nervous? Do you like when a coach yells at you, taps you on the back, or leaves you alone? Like, so you start to learn. So now we're meeting the needs of the individual. Is there anything that you guys do or are working towards? Because from the infield side, it's like we talk about the voice of doubt, and every infielder has it. The question is when does it come?
Yep.
And if we address it, and we know it always comes late in the game to my starting shortstop, what I'm going to do is I'm going to encourage him in the sixth inning as he goes out to get your mind right and commit to your mantra. I can't be beat. I can't be beat. I fear nothing, fear no one. So it's meeting the need of that individual. But is there anything you guys do in particular? Because like you said, too much information is extremely dangerous. And if you know how to apply it to the individual, it's priceless. Is there anything you guys do to understand the individual?
Well, yeah, and to your point, information's great when it's in the right hands and it's delivered properly. I also think that if it's, when you go back to not enough time, if it's important to you, you make time. And so when I go back to our approach as a coaching staff and relationships being at the forefront, I think I've tried to craft an environment in our program that forces the individual to be important and makes time for those touch points. So for instance, a big piece of the puzzle for us is getting to know each player. So we don't start picking up baseballs until we've met with every player on an individual basis and getting a chance to let them have the room and pick them apart and have that dialogue and start to understand the thoughts and how the actions start to correlate and those things. But then you've got to create an environment that leads you towards letting individuals start to really start to make their own decision in terms of who they want to be and how they're going to go about getting there. So a big piece of it, we have classroom session each and every day. We meet with our team in a classroom. Now our classroom, because of social distancing, is now in our dugout, where we do have a great athletics building over our left field line. But we meet in the classroom each day. We get intimate. We share things. We call it the trust tree. We have our guys stand up in front of each other and talk about hero, highlight, hardship. We have our guys speak openly in front of our team. We share things as coaches. We want to make sure that they realize how vulnerable we can be as leaders and how that's important in terms of understanding what each other are going to need as we grow and as we learn. That carries over into everything else we do, Nate. Like that's a big piece, a touch point of making sure that we're spending time with them during stretch. We're spending time outside the turtle. We're spending time with them during catch play. I think the more questions you ask, the more information you can gather. And that's maybe the one biggest piece I'd leave folks with, is that making sure they understand as a coach, you're only as good as the questions you ask at times. And I think asking your players really in-depth questions, like you mentioned, knowing where your shortstop goes in the seventh inning, that's a question you have to ask, get the answer to, and then plan accordingly. And I think you can do that a lot of various ways, but you can't do it without touch points. You can't do it without asking questions.
Right.
But we're getting ready to go into another break, Sheets. But something I want to plant as a question for when we come back. You're on the front lines, okay? You have seen players over the years come into your college programs. I want to know what the readiness is, you know, compared to the past. How prepared are the players now, and what are they deficient in, and what are they actually better at than in the past? So, you know, we know that guys are working and they want to be prepared. Parents want to know, players want to know. So when we come back after the break, be prepared to shed some light on that.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back, everybody. We were talking just before the break about Jeremy, you know, his perspective as a coach on the readiness, the player readiness coming into college, say now, versus 17 years ago. You know, what are the pluses and minuses? What are the deficits? You know, so Sheets, can you shed some light on, like, to our audience, whether it's parents, whether it's players and coaches, what do they need to get better at?
I think it's an easy one, to be honest with you. And this is, you guys probably see this as well. I think given the flow that things have worked towards, and what I mean by that is over the last, again, probably 5 years, let alone the last 10, has been a lot of showcase baseball, has been a lot more camp driven, has been a lot more those tools and letting those just be in terms of what you run the 60 and home to first and taking a BP and, you know, showcase type ground balls. I think what we've lost in a lot of regards, especially as, again, as a college coach, is at times I've really got to go back and make them understand how competitive we have to be. This is still a game about that you need to compete with. So helping them realize that in those moments, it is time to compete. The quick example is I just worked a perfect game event over the weekend, and my team was loaded. I had some really high-ranked players on my team, and I'm still going, yeah, but if I just let us roll into games, these guys are just going to showcase. They're just going to take their swings and make their throws. And I put something on it. I said, hey, guys, I just wanted to – and I completely fudged this, but I said, hey, I want you guys to understand, I'm 120-0 as a coach in showcase baseball. I don't plan on losing this weekend. And I'm telling you, for three straight games, I had some of the best players in the country playing their tails off because they still don't – at times, they can't flip that switch and go to compete mode. They're thinking more of the showcase, show my skill set. That's one. The other is IQ. And I know that's a thing we're all working on, is try to raise the level of IQ of our players. What I mean by that is I feel like at times with our guys, I'm starting not from scratch, but I am starting from a very elemental point of the fundamentals of, hey, this is how you take your leads. This is how you go first to third. These are the things you're looking for. That IQ level of pushing past comfort. And that to me is something that I think it seems like maybe 17 years ago we had guys that pushed their limits and went hard and knew how to play hard, knew how to compete in those moments. And I feel like we're spending some time now as coaches drilling that back into them. If they come from a showcase arena, hey, that arena's not here. This is win-loss. This is safe out. This is what matters today. This is pushing your own limits. And I feel like we're drawing that out of them, which is a great thing because now we get to nurture that process a little bit, but I feel like they may be missing that element when they show up at times.
You know, I would agree with you tremendously, Sheets, and I've been running showcases for over 15 years. And, you know, what happens too is you play on showcase teams, you bounce team to team, which is a major problem. Mm-hmm. The lack of loyalty and commitment is almost hard to find. It's all about me. It's a self-centered society. It's the microwave society, not the oven approach and the commitment approach and the loyalty approach. And that's really what we're looking for in players, because that's how you win, right? You build this foundation, you build this culture, and the players don't understand. They think it's about the external, but what wins is the internal. And there's a great saying, every NASCAR driver knows what makes a champion lies under the hood. It's not the outside. It's what's under the hood. It's the fuel. It's the engine. And the engine and the fuel, right, is all the stuff that you're talking about. You know, you could make a dream team all you want with the most tooled players. You talk about the competitive spirit, the bulldog, right? You talk about the IQ, the rat. And then we also talk about the dirtbag, the player that has, he has the spirit of the team in mind, right? It's about team. So those three components is what makes a champion. And what you're saying is, you know, you've been in the game for, you know, 17 years as a college coach, you're seeing that this is lacking, but it's very disturbing, isn't it? From the side, I mean, Trent, you're experiencing it too. These guys are, you know, going out playing, they come back. I mean, you know, what is your experience with Trent? What is your experience with these guys? Is it, are you noticing the same thing?
No doubt. I mean, I'm 29 years in now, and the high school readiness is declining significantly. We are having, just like Sheets, we're having to go back and actually reteach and just teach for the first time things that players should have known years ago. And their baseball IQ is very poor. Their situational awareness is very poor in general. I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule, of course. And I don't mean that as a slap in the face directly to the players. It really comes down to me, we have to take responsibility as coaches, right, Sheets? I mean, we got to, you know, it's our job to coach. And if our players come in and they're not ready, then guess what? We can't just sit there and like say they're not ready. We got a job to do. We got to get them caught up and then advance them. So, you know, your take on it, Sheets.
Yeah, I mean, I coached this summer. I coached the Canes 16U national team. It was probably the best collection of 16-year-olds in the entire country. And every kid is committed to a Power Five. And I talked with Jeff Petty, the owner of the Canes, and say, I'm willing to do this, and I'm doing it with you all because I know that I'll be able to coach. Because I've had some others that have called and said, hey, what do you think? And I'm like, I know coaching's not at the forefront for you guys, and I want to coach. I want to get my hands on these guys. So I literally show up the first week, and you guys would have been fist bumping with me, is I implemented a base running system right away. I said, hey, I always felt like when I watched travel baseball, this is a place you can really take advantage of, is if you attack stolen bases, if you attack free 90s, if you attack the dude on the mound, dude, we can score a lot of runs. In our first weekend, we scored, stole 43 bases in three games. Like, so we did that over the course of a season. We ended up, I think, averaging over four stolen bases a game, but I got my hands on them because that's what I'm engineered. Man, if I have a chance to coach these really good players, then I want to help raise their IQ, raise their competitiveness level. I want to get my hands on the things that I know that are probably lacking at times, and I'm not going to hold them to, you know, any other standard than the one I would hold my college players to. This is why I showed up. Now, it didn't always go well. I had some kids that are like, Coach, man, it's just a game. No, it's not. This is an opportunity for you to get better. By the way, there's a pro scout over here watching. So it's your opportunity that if we get you dialed in competitively, and then we get you making these, again, a great first to third read could be everything for this scout. Not just how you stroke the baseball in the gap. I'm talking about the read off the bat. Those are things that I think they miss too often. And I feel like it is. I answer the bell on that one, Trent. It is our job to implement that.
And I think that, you know, you have your classroom session, which is so important. It's invaluable. And making that a priority, making the IQ and the instincts of a player, because we're building those. And, you know, you guys are doing, what is that, once a day? Is it once a week? You know, how do you do your classroom session?
Every single day, 1:30 on the dot, we meet for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, up to 30 minutes. And it's a variation of anything that we feel like is important. It's sometimes baseball, but, you know, in our program, we develop the person, the student, and then the player in that order all the time. So a lot of it comes back to personal development. I feel like through personal development, you're going to land a better baseball player. If you build better people, you'll build better baseball players. So yeah, we do that every single day. To me, it is the most important thing we do in our program, hands down. Not a variation of BP, not this infield drill. It's the classroom session we do each and every day.
It's the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. Okay. Building the person, right, Sheets, is the main thing. We just have a few minutes before we're going to have to go to our next break. And I want to ask you, we talk about, you know, learning in today's modern era of information, right? People are learning probably more on Twitter than they've ever learned out of any, you know, library, catalog, you know, any video series. I mean, every day people are just thumbing through Twitter, social media. They're going to conventions. You know, you've been the executive director at ABCA. You're with Stick and Ball now. You do podcasts. There's so the information, I'll just tell you, there's too much information. I get an email 7 a day and I want to watch all the podcasts and I don't have time to even watch one. And then the question is once you watch it, then you have to try to implement it. You have to understand it, then try to, I mean, it's something else. So what are the pros and cons? We have, you know, just a couple minutes before we head to our break. What are the pros and cons, would you say, for this modern era of information and how we're learning?
To your point, there is. It's information overload. And I think you've got to be really cognizant of who you follow. And I think once you find a trusted source, I think you got to dig in. If you follow everybody, you know, you become a jack of all trades. I think getting into the people that speak the language that resonates with you, I think is a big deal. I think you test the market and you try some different accounts or you listen to a different person and you can always pull from anyone. But I do think, and Trent and I talked about this morning, context is incredibly crucial. So sometimes you're catching a drill and you don't have the context as to how that drill works. And I think to sometimes those without context that they think that drill is the end all be all. So I think you just got to be very cognizant that you do control your own destiny when it comes to social media based on the people you follow and the information you're willing to click into. I don't think it's one of those you take it all in and sort it out in the middle. I completely disregard that because I think to do that would be taking in information that is not from a trusted source. So Right. If you really like, you know, again, if you really trust what Trent's talking about, follow Trent, but notice the people that Trent follows. If you really love Nate, follow Nate and notice the people that Nate gets his information from. And I think you start to align yourself with people that are like-minded. And I think you get a better opportunity to get better as a coach.
Great. I like to give the audience a formula to go by. Information's only the beginning and there's too much information. So you talked about having a trusted source. So we have information. Then once you have information, it goes to understanding that information. So it's not about taking information. The question is how well do you actually understand the information? And before you teach it, you must understand it and you must understand the context. Thank you for what you do. God bless you. All the best to you, brother.
Love you, Sheets.
Love you guys. Thank you.
How can you not love that face? Come on, baby. You can't see it, but we can. Come on.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, Home Advisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on Home Advisor. So get the Home Advisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, select marble comp books, 4-ounce Elmer's glue, and Staples dual-size pencil sharpeners are just 25 cents each.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 8/29, in-store only, limit 6, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Welcome back to Trotsky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trotsky and Trent Mongero.
We're here with our next guest, Kyle Wright, out of Virginia. I just graduated from college. Kyle graduated from William & Mary, Division I shortstop, played 4 years college baseball starting as a freshman. Part of our show is basically about, you know, the journey of players, and then how do we also chime in with the college coaches understanding what they're looking for, the recruiting process, the player development process. Right now we're chiming in with a player that just finished the process. He didn't sign a professional contract. Now he's in the academy business of teaching. He's got an infield, infield school where he's training players in Virginia. I had the opportunity last weekend, and Trent, both of us had the opportunity to spend some time with Kyle. He worked our camps at the Washington National Urban Youth Academy. So we wanted to have Kyle on to tell us a little bit about his journey. Kyle, welcome. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're doing great, buddy.
Awesome. Yes, Kyle. So glad to have you, man. It was great spending some time with you this past weekend. Obviously, you were a very special player coming out of high school, basically fulfilling almost every player's dream, stepping into a Division I program and starting as a freshman. That's like, you know, what every player thinks is going to happen and very rarely does. But, you know, my question to you that I think the audience would want to know, that even though you were able to start as a freshman, what would have you done differently if you had the chance to do it over as far as preparing for that experience to maybe even do better than you actually, you know, than you already did? You were very successful.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think I would have taken my nutrition and strength and conditioning a lot more serious when I was younger throughout high school. It limited me and my abilities to play when I was 140 pounds soaking wet, you know? So, I think the strength and conditioning piece was something I looked past. And, I think I also would have taken my hitting mechanics a little bit more serious. And I thought I was really good in high school. You know, I think everybody that hits above 300, 400 in high school thinks they're really good, but then you show up on campus freshman year and everybody in high school hits 300 or 400. So you kind of get put in that pack of people and you realize that you guys are all on that same playing field. And I think I would have liked to put a little bit more effort into that in high school.
That's awesome. You know, when we think of player development, you know, a lot of times players start to figure it out when they go into their junior year. Trent, I'm not sure what you've experienced, but my experience is when guys start getting into their junior year, they start realizing the clock is ticking. And they start to say, wait a minute, I got to start getting serious about my development, start getting serious about my life. And what happens is they're getting into their junior year, maybe even in their senior year. And it's really, you know, it's not necessarily too late, but they, just like you said, Kyle, if you would have started earlier, maybe you would have weighed 160. Maybe it would have given you an opportunity to do some, you know, maybe some higher things in the game. And that's a major problem. Guys figure it out too late. They don't set themselves up for understanding that the big picture approach of who am I going to have to beat out in 4 years from now when I go to college or someday when I sign a professional contract. So when did you actually realize that? Was that when you were done playing, or was that in the middle of your kind of your career as a player saying, wow, I wish I would have?
Yeah, I think that probably hit me when I realized I wasn't going to play professional baseball. So that was probably closer to my senior year. I kind of took a step in the mirror and realized, wow, you could have done a lot more in terms of your player development over the last, 8 years of your career. And I was good, but it was one of those things where it always kind of came natural to me. And I did work, you know, don't get me wrong, but I think I probably worked on the wrong things and I didn't take that big picture approach in terms of who was I going to beat out at the next level in A ball, let alone the big leagues type of thing. And I think I struggled on a few things, more so probably in the mental game, honestly, Nate. And we've talked about that in the past before. And I think I struggled to stay relaxed and consciously work on my mental approach at the plate, which I think hindered me. Ironically, when I realized I wasn't playing pro ball, I started raking. Just everything became a lot easier and relaxed a lot more.
Right. What a great point.
Yeah. You know, really good points. And that's what I'm hoping our audience is listening to. And I'm trying to think, like, if I was listening in right now, what kind of questions would I want to ask Kyle? Because maybe I have a son who's in high school aspiring to play in college, or a daughter. And so the question that came to mind, Kyle, is what was the like greatest challenge from high school to college as far as the game itself? Let's even isolate it down to offense right here, hitting. So let's do this. Yeah. What was the greatest challenge as a hitter coming from high school to college? And what was the greatest defensive challenge you faced?
I think there's, and it kind of goes off my last point. I think there's so many more things to think about when you come up into the, when you come up to the plate in college. You know, that you got guys throwing with higher velo, they're locating better, they have better pitches, right? And you know that you have those things to think about. And if you're letting your mind race, you know, if my mind is tense, my body's going to be tense, and then the mechanics go out the window. So I think, like I said, going exactly back to what I was just saying, trying to get to a state mentally where I'm relaxed and I trust my body to work. And then it goes on the same end on defense. Guys are running faster. Balls are hit harder. If I'm actively stressing about that happening, I feel like the body's not going to work in the way it's supposed to. You know, I was athletic. I could go beat any of you guys in ping pong right now or go play one-on-one basketball. But when it got into being in the batter's box, sometimes I would get tense and I would get nervous. Like, there's no questioning that, you know?
I think that it's such a great point because you're a top athlete, and what we see is that the mental game usually is never addressed until it's too late. Also, when you look at your physical tools, rarely do we ever address them. When you already have tools that are matching up or better than your, you know, the guys you're competing against. So basically, from the mental side, you know, you're talking about, you know, as a hitter, and I want to give our audience some things to think about. We have four areas to dominate in the box, and you were talking about some different areas where it was difficult. It's a definite challenge as you come in as a freshman out of high school, you know, your first few years in college, even your senior year. Pitchers are good. Four areas to dominate. Simplify the complex. Number one, we have to simplify the complex. That's what a master hitter does. He takes the complex and he simplifies it to one variable, one only, one pitch, one lane, one location, simply. And if we can get our minds right, and you were talking about if your mental game was a little better, and I think part of the problem is very few people are actually addressing the mental game, or they wait for you to break down, then they start addressing it versus teaching as you come into the program. Number two is being proactive versus reactive. The younger you are as a hitter and the more dominating the pitchers, the more reactive you become. The proactive hitter is hunting. He's looking one pitch, one lane, one location. The third is looking to see versus looking to look. You know, actually visually tuning in with your eyes, knowing what you're looking for from spin, shape, and lane. So visually, so now we're preparing at a different level. We're preparing with simplifying the complex, working on being proactive, working on looking to see versus looking to look. And the last one is certainty. If you have any uncertainty in the box at all, any uncertainty, and the higher up you go, they have more pitches, they can locate, like you said, it becomes a tremendous challenge. Four areas to dominate in the box, which is rarely taught. I mean, some components are, but you know, if you were given the tools as a freshman from the mental game, that would have took you. And I mean, professional baseball was one of your dreams, right? I mean, you wanted to be a professional,
absolutely.
I would assume. Right.
Yep.
And the limiting factor was not necessarily talent. It was the development of the talent. That's what we're addressing here is how do we develop the mind of the hitter so that he can actually reach his, you know, his peak performance. He can dominate in the box, not waiting for you to struggle, or you maybe batted 280 when you could have batted 380. you know, so the guy's happy. Hey, he's still my sixth batter. He's doing well. Well, what if you would have helped me reach my peak, my ceiling, by helping me mentally? The defensive side. Well, give us something on the defensive side. You said the game was quicker. What's an area that you teach your guys in your infield academy now from what you learned, that's something that you could have done better or you wish you would have learned?
I time my guys a lot in terms of trying to apply the actual mechanics of our fielding progression and seeing how it applies to how quickly I'm getting rid of the ball. Because I know both you guys talk about it a lot, but we're not training to get the slow guys out at first, you know. So we're training to get the Mike Trouts, the Trey Turners out. So if I can put them on the clock and I can have them from the time the ball gets hit off the fungo, getting the ball to first base around the 4-0, we're training at a high intensity and we're getting that mind and that body working together type of thing. So we use a stopwatch a lot. So I think that's a pretty good application.
Awesome. You talked about, you know, caring, you know, and we have this acronym, the SWDC, So It Don't Care. Once you stopped caring, what happened? You said you took your game to another level, right? You actually elevated. Yeah. Once you lost your concern, your worry, your uncertainty, right? You started to reach that ceiling. And players, we have to understand the SWDC attitude is everything. So what, don't care in the short term. So what, do care in the long term. Of course I care, but in the short term, I'm not worried about this at bat. I'm not worried about making an error. The SWDC attitude actually will transform you. And you got it naturally because when you stepped out of in your senior year, you started to realize that professional baseball might not be there and you started to get very comfortable.
100%. Yeah, Kyle, listen, we are starting to head towards our last break. And I just wanted to thank you for the insight that you provided, because how Nate Belt was able to build on what you were just talking about are huge critical points to helping young players. And not only are you helping players back home where you live, but now you're able to reach a bigger audience. And these are things that young players need to embrace. They need to understand that the game speeds up at the collegiate level, like almost exponentially. And just because you're great in high school doesn't mean that you're going to be great in college. So Nate and I want to thank you for your time, for coming on. We wish you all the luck and congratulations for continuing to build the game through the players you're working with.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate everything.
We appreciate you, Kyle. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you. So as we start to head towards the break, you know, I think that really logically leads Nate into talking about Trotsky Ranch and what we're trying to do to build the game through what Sheet said and what Kyle said. You know, like our camp this weekend, you know, that, you know, the camps that we're doing throughout the fall, the blue collar lockdown player development, the footwork mastery series, the online, you know, virtual camps, everything is about developing the mind and developing the body. Okay. Body tools, makeup. And so you got about 30 seconds before the break to tie us together and lead us into the last segment.
You know, we had two great guests today. And I think that, you know, from Jeremy talking about, you know, developing the person, number one, that's their first priority. It's the person, it's the student, and then it's the athlete, it's the player. And we need to get our priorities right when we talk about player development. We all go to tools, we all go to the external, we all go to what you can measure. But we need to get to that sixth tool, which is the mental makeup and the character of a player, which is ultimately, and Kyle talked about it, that's what actually limited him. Complete player development. We'll be right back after this break.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt.
Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
You know, important piece, Trent, to consider for these young players is when you go to college, you actually have a choice. There's 297 Division I's in the United States of America and 49 states. There's only one state that doesn't have a Division I baseball program. That's Alaska. You have a choice. So when you choose your college, it's extremely important to ask player development questions. And before you begin with that, understand what's important to you. What are your values? What is your identity as a player? What are you looking for? What is your intentions? What is your intent? And as you start to navigate, you choose. In professional baseball, there's 30 teams. 30 teams, you don't get to choose. College baseball, you have an opportunity.
Yeah, in closing, I would just like to say, what a great show. You know, Sheets, Kyle offered so much insight that players, parents, and coaches can take and move on and make better decisions and be better prepared. So I wanted to encourage our audience to visit TroskyRanch.com. They'll be able to find the exact stations. This is a weekly show. Okay, you'll be able to follow us. It's offered at different times. Also, Soldier Sports, soldiersports.us. And finally, our last real push for the Ohio camp. We've had two camps this far. We're actually in the middle of our camp right now in Kansas City as we speak. And we will be moving towards the Ohio camp. So be sure to going on the ranch with Trosky Baseball and Trent Mongiero. It's been a great show, Nate. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development. For your player development needs, go to TroskyRanch.com.